This is Melissa Johnson. I'm with L1H1 and Binding Hearts. And this is our first episode on our Binding Hearts podcast. And today with me, I have Jennifer Blair.
Hello.
And Jennifer is the executive director of the Brendan McLarity Foundation. And we want to talk with her a little bit today about some great work that she is doing with that foundation. Jennifer and I met through cheer. Our daughters were on the same cheer team with Twist and Shout. And so, Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you.
Do you mind just telling me a little bit about the Brendan McLarity Foundation?
Yes. I'm Jennifer Blair, and I'm the executive director of the Brendan McLarity Memorial Foundation. We were founded in 2017 in memory of my nephew, Brendan McLarity. He passed away from an asthma attack at the age of 16. That was in 2012. And so with that loss, part of our healing process was to do something good from really just an awful tragedy. And so we decided that we wanted to raise awareness of asthma and the severity of it. And so that's really the mission of our foundation.
That's a great foundation mission. So I appreciate you sharing that with us. I know you have also done some work related to asthma awareness in the schools and in the community. Can you tell me a little bit about those efforts?
Yes, absolutely. We actually have quite a few projects going on. One of the first things we did was we partnered with the Children's Rehabilitation Hospital in Bethany and provided funding for five of their respiratory therapists to become asthma certified, which allowed them to create asthma safety plans with patients and families. So that's been a great thing that we've been able to do. We've also kind of extended that program where they have an outpatient asthma education clinic now for pediatrics. It's one of like the only ones in the state. So that's been a really great resource for families. And then we've recently partnered with OU Children's Hospital and are providing asthma toolkits for patients that are seen in the emergency room with a diagnosis of asthma. And so those asthma kits just provide educational material, books, things obviously related to asthma. So that's been a great thing. And the past year we've been working actively advocating for a bill, Senate Bill 381, to pass, which would allow schools to stock a centrally located albuterol inhaler. So there currently are laws that allow students to carry their own inhalers. This doesn't have anything to do with that. This is in the event that a child goes into respiratory distress and doesn't have an inhaler, has never had symptoms of asthma before. And so the bill actually passed last week. Awesome. Senate Bill 381 passed, and it was signed by Governor Stitt yesterday.
Oh, so that's awesome. I did not know that.
Yeah.
That is such great news.
So it's effective July 1.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great work.
So the next part of that is, implementing that across the state. And so our foundation is going to hold fundraisers and things like that to raise the funds that we can assist schools in stocking the albuterol inhalers and also providing training for one staff person in each school on how to use an inhaler and then following a certain protocol, for them to administer it and then contact EMS services.
Wow, that is really incredible.
Thank you.
Wow. So tell me a little bit about the fundraisers that you have done and will continue doing. I know that there's a baseball tournament.
Yes, okay. We have an annual baseball tournament that's held in Perry, Oklahoma, which is where Brendan was from. And so it's just a great fun tournament. We have, I think last year we had teams from several different states even that have come. And then last year we held our first annual benefit concert And so we have our second one planned for this year. It'll be August 9th, and it's an 80s theme. It's an 80s cover band, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
And who's the band? I think I know who that is.
80s
right?
and F.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last year we did a 70s theme, and this year is an 80s theme. Okay. So.
Very good. Where will that be?
It'll be at the Tower Theater.
Okay.
In Oklahoma City.
August 9th.
Yes.
Great. Okay. So, Jennifer, this is just really great work. I'm just privileged to know you and to have run into you through this process. Can you tell me a little bit about what motivates you in this work? I know what motivates us both, but just a little more detail about your...
I mean, for me, you know, Brendan's mom, Lori, is my best friend in the whole wide world. And so to watch the person that you love and care for have to go through something so traumatic as losing a child, I just kind of made a promise to Brendan when he was in the hospital that, you know, I'm going to take care of your mom. And, you know, this isn't for nothing. It couldn't be for nothing. And so I just... and by her side through this journey to carry his legacy on and to make a difference for somebody else who has asthma.
Right. And I think that's what we're all about, is doing what we can to make a difference and the healing that comes from that process as well. So
it's definitely been, you know, I think huge for Brennan's mom, especially, just, you know, a healthy and positive way to grieve. And right. So I think it's been huge for her.
Right.
And Brennan's dad as well. So, I mean, he's actively involved in the foundation as well. So, good.
Okay. And is there an information on where you can find information about this foundation?
Yes, we have a website. It's okay. BrendanMcLarty Foundation.org.
Okay. And it's MCLARTY?
Yes.
Okay.
And we also have a Facebook page where we're always posting different things of our events and, you know, things that we're doing related to asthma. So next month is Asthma Awareness Month. Okay. We have been invited by the Asthma and Allergy Network to go to DC for World Asthma Day on May 8th. So we will be at the Capitol advocating for federal legislation as far as for stockalbuterol. So we'll be sharing Brendan's story and what we've done here in Oklahoma. We are only the 14th state to pass this, so it's kind of a big deal.
It is.
We're not the last. So also have an event on May 30th at the Children's Rehabilitation Hospital in Bethany. We're having an asthma day there, and we'll just have a wide material available related to asthma.
Do you know any of the statistics surrounding asthma and how many adults have it? How many kids have
it? I mean, I think it's all on our brochure. I should have it memorized. I think it's 1 in 7 children have asthma. And asthma is it's the biggest reason why children miss school is asthma.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's been a lot of documentation research done that shows with this law, it decreases school absences. It, you know, decreases EMS visits, that sort of thing. So
I can remember I was on field day duty when Lauren was in fifth grade at John Ross, I think. And I remember a little girl on the playground had an asthma attack, and I picked her up, ran her into the school just looking for her inhaler. She did not have it with her, and it was a very scary moment. So I totally appreciate what you're doing and the work that you're doing with that foundation. So,
well, it's been a great journey so far. So,
this is a lot of heavy stuff. Tell me what you do just for fun. Tell me what Jennifer likes to do.
I like to run. That's kind of my hobby, is running. I don't run as much as I probably should, but...
Do you have a favorite place to run?
I just run in my neighborhood. So there's great sidewalks, and I just run in the neighborhood.
So how far do you go?
I like to go like between 4 and 6 miles.
Oh, that's good.
So
that's good.
Yeah. So the other thing I do is just taxi my child around. That's I'm not sure that's always fun, but I spend a lot of time getting her from place to place. So,
and she's still in cheer?
She does cheer at high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she's on varsity, I think I saw that.
Yes, she made varsity.
And yes, they won last year.
Yes, they won state and NCAA.
Very good.
So, big deal for her.
Good deal.
I got to buy two rings, so that was fun.
All right. Let's see. And you have college students graduating.
Yes, my twins are graduating from OSU. Okay. And actually, our oldest is graduating with her master's from OU, and they all three graduate on the same day.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. So
you
good
have
times.
A busy time coming up.
Yes, very busy.
So. Asthma Awareness Month and
yes.
graduation.
Yes.
All coming at the same
yeah.
time. Okay.
It's going to be fun.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
We're looking forward to hearing more about what you accomplish and do and your trip to D.C. Maybe we'll have you come back.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks.